We're going to leave you with one more voice now, looking back at the Japan that was and looking forward to what it might be. Long before she was the famous widow of John Lennon, Yoko Ono was just a little girl when Tokyo was leveled in the firebombings of World War II. She knows what it means to have to rebuild everything, even though she's lived much of her life outside of the country of her birth. We spoke with Yoko Ono Lennon yesterday from Los Angeles, and in her voice and spirit we found equal parts sadness for all that has been lost and an eagerness to start once again the rebuilding process that she says proudly defines what it means to be Japanese. She told us, like so many Japanese nationals in the U.S., she's longing now for what once was home.
I still have that. Of course, all of us, we want to visit Japan, which is the kind of Japan that we always understood it to be. You know, it's beautiful. And also, the Japanese people are very interesting in a sense that they're rather peaceful people. You see that even in the video or something, when you're looking at it, you know, there's nobody screaming and shouting. They were just kind of like very sad and expressing sadness, but more sadness than anger, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. What is it about this Japanese psyche, this sort of cultural identity that really reflects a history of destruction but rebuilding, the idea that we must go on?
And it's so important that, I think, you know, and I felt very, very bad about this situation, but suddenly I had a vision about the future. And the future of Japan is that they're going to rebuild it. And it's almost not rebuilding, but almost like constructing a new country, new city, new town. Because, you know, most of the countries on this planet, they would love to do that. Aldous Huxley talked about the future world and all that, you know, but the kind of future world that he was describing never came about because we have old buildings, we have old memories, and those are things that are standing there, and you can't really break them or anything. So,
Well, now you certainly...
we don't have anything there. And it's very exciting in a way because, you know, all of us can really unite and express our creativity, so to speak.
Although it must be said, we can't forget the destruction that's happened in Japan. Yoko Ono is who we're speaking with here. What memories from your own life reminded you of the destruction that we saw this week? And again, not to dwell on it, but, you know, you've lived through some of the same experiences, the levels of destruction in Japan that really go with the history of this nation.
The Second World War. All the kids were evacuating in the country so that, you know, they don't have to be living in danger. And after the war, I came back from northern Japan that I was in. And the truck was just kind of running, you know. I said, it's Tokyo now. So I just looked, and I couldn't believe it because the whole place was just a burnt field. No building, no nothing. And from then on, I realized that people are building little shacks, you know, from a sheet of metal, you know, like collecting sheets of metal and building shacks and living it. And it was like that. Now, that was not too long ago. I mean, it was long ago, but it's not centuries ago. And somehow Japan rediscovered its country, but also reconstructed the country. And, you know, they were very good at it.
Well, they certainly were.
And I think that that's the kind of spirit that the Japanese have. You know, very quiet, very understated, but at the same time, extremely efficient. And they're all workaholics.
What do you make of this nuclear crisis that's going on? I mean, it seems to me with the history of World War II, which you've just described,
it's terrible. But, you know, I think that, understandably so, but we seem to hone in on the most disastrous thing that's happening. And I don't want that to become a motive for people to become extremely depressed and try to jump off building or something like that. Because this is the time that it is like the end of something, but also the end of something is the beginning of something.
You know, Yoko Ono, someone was telling me the other day that it's possible that depending on how this nuclear crisis develops, that there might be a way for the people who survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki to bond with this new generation now that knows nothing about World War II and that time.
I was there in Japan when that happened. But many people died, of course, you know. But now we have in our memory that we actually went through an incredible situation and recovered. And that memory is very important. And I want the Japanese people to, you know, yes, it's very sad, but then we have to move on. We have to really think of creating a beautiful country.
Let's talk for just a second before we go about your art. So much of the work that you've done in the art world is about violence, but human-on-human violence. This is a violence that comes from the earth itself. How do you create a theme or use that in your work?
Well, I think that, you know, it's a very sensitive issue. And what I want to do is not to just sweep everything under the rug and say everything is fine, but I like to show the truth and then to understand that we can actually recover it. We can actually heal it.
In 1985, Yoko Ono, you wrote this song, I Love You, Earth. Is that a difficult sentiment to recall now?
No. I was thinking about it this morning. I love you, Earth. I want to sing that because we have to understand that Earth needs some love as well, of course, you know. And we were not giving Earth so much love. We were just taking things from Earth. And maybe that had a little to do with this particular disaster, too, that already it was a delicate situation, maybe, and, you know, the delicate condition, but we certainly didn't help it.
Well, your final thoughts on the people who have lost so much in your country who are working to recover right now? Any words for them?
Well, I love you. I love all of you. And my heart is really in pain because of this particular situation that I share with you, actually, because my heart is beating with your heart. And I hope things will be better now. And for that, I hope we will have a positive attitude and together make a beautiful Japan again.
Yoko Ono, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
I love you, Earth. You are beautiful. I love the way you shine. I love your valleys. I love your mornings. In fact, I love you every day.
We'd love to hear your response to what's going on in Japan as well. You can share your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE. And you can get more voices from Japan at our website. Check out our blog. We have a video dispatch from a 22-year-old woman in Tokyo sharing her experience during the earthquake. You can see that at thetakeaway.org/blogs. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.